morning and welcome to What's Happening, Marion. I'm Pastor Craig, and this is the show where I give you a rundown of events this weekend and falling into next week so that you know what's going on. You can make your plans for the coming week by listening and sorting out what you want to do and what you don't want to do and what you want to take part in and all that kind of stuff. So we'll get right to it in a minute here. Again, it's What's Happening, Marion. And of course, as always, there's a lot of stuff going on in Marion. And also, too, October is going to be a big month. I'm already starting to gather information of things happening in October. And I think that's kind of two reasons. One, we have Halloween in October. And also, too, October, you know, that's getting into the thick of fall. And it's really the last, October is really about the last month that you can do outside stuff and have decent weather. So lots of things coming up in the future. But right now, we're going to take care of things that are coming up in this next week. If you are a member of an organization that is planning an event and you'd like it to get it mentioned here on the show, call me at 419-210-0267. That's 419-210-0267. Leave a message with a description of what your event is and when you're having it and what it costs, if anything, and we'll get you mentioned on the air. So, all right, let's get right into things. Today, Friday, September 22nd, today is Cabaret in the May, an evening with friends. This is taking place at the Marion Palace Theater in the May Pavilion. That's why it's called Cabaret in the May. It's in the May Pavilion at Marion Palace Theater. The cost is $28, and it starts at 7:30 tonight. It's going to run a couple of hours. And join them for an evening of fun, for a showcase of local talent. And many of these local talents have performed at the Palace Theater in the past. It is hosted tonight by Kirk Detweiler and Christy Wink. Appearances by Kane Allen. I'm already starting out bad. Kane Anderson, Lynette Burris, Bruce Cudd, Steve DeWeber, Sarah Grote, Ryan Ratliff, Dustin Rollins, Jamie Rollins, Madison Shank, Morgan Schwartz, Julia Vanderhoff, Tanner Wink, and Brady Wink. Now there's going to be a couple musicians there, Kathy Hill playing on piano, and Steve Patterson on bass. So that's tonight at the Palace Theater. Also, now yesterday Scott has been talking about the Little Brown Jug was the big race in Delaware, but the Delaware County Fair is still going on today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So we're going to have beautiful weather this weekend. There's 3 days left in that fair. And if you're a person that likes to take in the county fairs and you haven't been yet to Delaware County Fair, you can still take advantage of things going on at the Delaware County Fair today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Tonight, a free community dinner, free community meal at the Shining Light Baptist Church. And it's on the Point at Mount Vernon and Church Streets. 6 o'clock. Everybody is welcome. And you can dine in or carry out. So that is tonight, a free community meal. Saturday, tomorrow, the farmers market continues in LaRue. And their market is at 350 North High Street, and it runs from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock. 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And also, Buckeyes have an away game. It's an away game tomorrow. They're playing Notre Dame. So, no Buckeye festivities around here. Okay, also tomorrow, Saturday, September 23rd, the Caledonia Farmers Market. And it runs from 10 until 1. And I made a mistake last week. Last week, I mentioned that their summer music series, that last Saturday was the last Saturday of the summer music series, but I was wrong. I was wrong. They're having a summer music series again this Saturday, and it's featuring bluegrass and old-time music. From 10 o'clock to 11:30, they'll have Sudden String Band on stage. And then 11:30 till 1 o'clock is Blue Diggity. So that's bluegrass and old-time music at the Caledonia Farmers Market. All right. Now, I want to correct some bad science that's been coming out of this radio station this past week. And I won't mention anybody by name, but you'll know who I'm talking about. But I figured I would clear up the air on some science here. There seemed to be a question about what were equinoxes and what were solstices, and that it's a conspiracy of meteorologists to fill up time to announce the date of a first day of autumn not being the day that a certain person thinks it should be. So I'm going to clear the air from a science standpoint. What the solstices are, they are the farthest north or the farthest south of the equator that the sun travels. Thereby we get a long day of sunshine and we get a short day of sunshine. Obviously, the longest day of sunshine is in the summer, and it's at the summer solstice, which is in June, and the shortest day is the winter solstice, which is in December, first day of winter. Now, the equinoxes occur in beginning of spring in March and the beginning of autumn in September. So you have the vernal equinox, which is in the spring, and you have the autumnal equinox, which is in September. And by the way, the solstices are just called summer solstice and winter solstice. And so that's that. And what happens on the equinox is the sun is directly over the equator, so you have the same amount of daylight as you have darkness on the first day of spring and on the first day of September, or of autumn in September. Now, the solstices, the summer solstice in June, can occur on about the 20th or the 21st. The winter solstice in December will be on about the 21st or the 22nd. The equinoxes, the vernal equinox, is March 21st. And the autumnal equinox is September 23rd, which is this Saturday, which Adam was reporting. And the reason that the days can vary, it can be the 20th or the 21st, it can be the 21st or the 22nd. The reason that the days vary is because we have four seasons, but our year, 365 days, is not equally divisible by four. Like, we have a leap year, an extra day every 4 years, and so, and 365 days is not, you can't divide it by four equally. You got leftover pieces. The time between an equinox and a solstice is a certain number of days. But our months have different lengths. Some are 31 days, some are 30 days. So when you have an equal amount of days or time between the equinox and the solstice, it's going to affect what day it is. Versus, like, for instance, if it's on June 20th, then it's going to be early in the day for September 23rd. So those things all go into play in which dates are the first day of spring and the first day of winter and the first day of summer. So I just wanted to clear the air. I wanted to get some science put out there to give a scientific answer to when these things occur. And we will continue to allow that person to believe whatever he wants to believe. But I just wanted you to have the facts. So this Saturday is the first day of autumn. And we will have the same amount of sunshine as we will have darkness. So there you go. Everything you ever wanted to know about solstices and equinoxes. All right. Well, we're still on Saturday. Saturday is the night hike at the park. And this is going to take place at the Tall Grass Trailhead from 9:30 in the morning till 11. I shouldn't be doing this late at night. I have 9:30 to 11 a.m. and it's actually 9:30 to 11 p.m. because it's a night hike. Enjoy science in the dark. Join us for fun, a night of fun. Please bring either a flashlight, which has a red light in it, or a headlamp that produces red light. So again, the night hike is 9:30 to 11 in the evening this Saturday. Monday. Lap-sit baby time at the Marion Public Library. It's at 10 o'clock and it runs about a half an hour. It's for babies, 0 to 24 months. And they have songs, rhymes, books, and finger play for the little ones. Also on Monday, at the Palace Theater, they are doing Ballroom Dancing with Kirk. This is six Mondays in a row. They've done it for 2 weeks now, and this will be the third week. This Monday will be the third week, and their Ballroom Dancing with Kirk will be swing dancing. So get your dancing shoes on. It lasts about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes, and the cost is $10 per class. So that's this Monday. Also, too, if you have an interest, next Monday will be salsa. The following Monday will be the country two-step. And then the Monday after that, they'll do a review of all the dancing. So that's at the Palace Theater, Ballroom Dancing with Kirk, Monday night. Monday, September 25th. Is Teen Create Your Own Comic Program at the Marion Public Library. It's from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. and for ages 11 to 18. So kind of even in that preteen a little bit, and teenagers. Do you love reading graphic novels and or manga? I have no idea what manga is, but I guess if I was into comics, I would know. Would you like to create your own? Those age 11 to 18 are invited to join in a three-part comic creation program. It's this Monday, and then it'll be October on the 23rd. And November on the 20th. So it's a three-part comic creation program, and it covers all facets of creating a comic. This first session, you will be brainstorming and creating your comic character. Things like such as, who are they? Where are they from? What can they do? What do they look like? So that's the first session. You'll be creating the character. Then the second session in October will be creating your own comic pages. And you can use your created character, or they'll provide prompts, or you can make up a whole new character for the development of the comic pages. And then finally on November 20th, create a comic flip book. Learn how to make your comic creations come alive. So that's a comic flick book. So that, if you've got teenagers and that's something they can do for the next 3 months. Tuesday, September 26th is book show and tell at the Marion Public Library at 3 p.m. Have you read a good book? Bring and share that book. Tell people about it. Also, you can hear about books and authors that other people have been reading. So that's on Tuesday, the book show and tell for adults at 3 p.m. Tuesday, September 12th. Teens Dungeons and Dragons, and this is at the Marion Public Library, and it's from 3:15 to 5, and all skill levels are welcome. If you're a brand new beginner or you've been an advanced player that's been playing for a long time, they're all welcome. Teens Dungeons and Dragons at the Marion Public Library. Tuesday, September 26th, and it's going to be the fourth Tuesday of every month in the fall. So the fourth Tuesday, Create with Kristen. The Marion Public Library is having the program Create with Kristen. Join her to walk through the process, learn new techniques, and take home a piece of handcrafted art. Your very own handcrafted art. The program is for adults, and it can be any skill level, any art skill level. So that means people like me who have absolutely no art skills are welcome there. I still, to this day, draw stick figures for people, because my people don't look like people. And I still draw cars like a box. Remember when you were in school, in grade school, and you had to draw a car and it was like all boxy? You know, it looked like the Honda Element. Yeah. By the way, I invented that Honda Element design, but I didn't remember got paid for it. No. But anyhow, so I have no art skills, but Create with Kristen is open to people like me, and it's open to everybody. Maybe you have great art skills. Basically, anybody who wants to learn some new art techniques, Kristen Bentley will walk you through the process of creating some unique works of art. Projects will vary from month to month. Now, they didn't give any kind of listing as far as what those projects would be, but you can call and get more information. Registration is required due to the limited supplies, so you do have to get registered for this. You can stop by the library main desk and get registered, or you can call the library, and it's 740-387-0992. Again, that's 740-387-0992. Wednesday, September 27th, there is a produce market being held at the Marion County Fairgrounds. It's being put on by the Buckeye Community School. It is free to get in. It's from 8 to 10 in the morning. Again, it's free to get in, and it's open to anybody in the community. anybody at all. So produce market at the fairgrounds Wednesday. All right. Also on Wednesday, September 27th, in It Takes Heart. The title of the program is It Takes Heart. It's being held at the Marion Public Library. And from 5:30 to 6:30, it is for adults and it is free. Information about adoption, fostering, and kinship care for kids in need. This program will explain the differences between adoption, fostering, and kinship care, and also how you can get involved. Thursday, story time at the Marion Public Library. Two times. It's 4:30 minutes, but there are two sessions. One is at 10 a.m. and the next is at 11 a.m. It's for preschool and younger. Songs, rhymes, activities, and stories. All right, Thursday, and this is going to be every other Thursday. So this Thursday, and then every other Thursday throughout the fall, is Teen Scene at the Marion Public Library, 3:15 to 5 o'clock. And what your teens can get there is homework helps, crafts, activities, and discussions. So that's on Thursday from 3:15 to 5. All right. How did I go from Thursday to Wednesday? Well, don't have everything in order here. You'll have to excuse me. It's at working late at night. All right, on Wednesday, the 27th, the 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's. This is being held at the Kingston Residences of Marion. It'll be from 1:30 to 2:30 on Wednesday, and it is free. And it's an educational program to help you recognize common signs of the disease in yourself and in others. Basically, it's just to get you familiarized with the warning signs of Alzheimer's so that both you can be aware and see those things happening yourself, and you can be aware of it around others. Also on Wednesday, the 27th, we have the Marion's Women's Club Home Tour. The Marion's Women's Club home is at 1126 East Center Street. And the tour is from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. It costs $5. And you get to tour the historic home. And it is a truly historic home. And you can also learn about the rich history of the women's clubs, I say that plural, that have existed here in Marion and all the wonderful things that they have done. All right, the Downtown Farmers Market is Thursday, and it's every Thursday for about 4 more weeks. The Downtown Farmers Market is from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and it's at the corner of Church and Main. Now, this was kind of an interesting one. I'm sure they probably do it every year, but this was the first I'd heard of it. Sounds kind of interesting. The Paw Paw Program at Paradise Nature Preserve, Thursday night, starts at 6:30. Come learn about this unique fruit that grows in Ohio. They will have some there for you to try. So the Paw Paw program at Paradise Nature Preserve this Thursday. And Paradise, if you're not familiar with it, is at 5828 Marion Williamsport Road East, and that's in Caledonia. And those are the events that I have for you this coming week. All right, so that covers what I have for you. All right. And also I want to remind you about the Meet and Dine with the Presidents of is Scott here? Bring him in. Are you busy, Scott?
No.
I wanted to bring you in.
Okay.
Because I filled in our listeners on something. And I felt obligated to share the information with you since I shared it with all of our listeners.
Oh, okay.
I know that this week you had a lot of discussions about solstices and equinoxes and things like that.
Regret.
Yeah. And so as I told our listeners, I gotta turn your mic on.
Did you pull a mat?
Yeah, I pulled a mat. I left the mics off. Okay, and Matt is do we call that one purple?
We do. That's the purple
one.
That's
purple one.
That's purple.
The tan microphone is purple.
It was purple at one point.
Okay. All right. So I told our listeners that I felt obligated to clear up some of the confusion this week by telling about the science, because this is all science-based, and I know that there was some conjecture that maybe it was just a conspiracy by meteorologists.
They need something to talk about.
They need something to talk about. And because they're given so many minutes and, they don't always have times. But it's all science-based. So I wanted to just, since I shared it with the listeners, I thought I'm obligated to share it with you.
All right.
All right. First of all, the thing you got to remember is the equinoxes are spring and autumn.
So this is an equinox.
This is an equinox. The spring one is called the vernal equinox, and this one is the autumnal.
Autumnal.
For autumn.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, or if you can do it, you could say autumnal.
Wait, now what's vernal?
Vernal is a fancy word for spring.
Okay.
Now the solstices are summer and winter. First day of summer, first day of winter. Okay, the key thing about them is the solstices, if for the summer one, it's the longest day of the year as far as daylight. Winter is the shortest day of the year as far as sunlight. It has to do with, the tilting of the earth. The spring and the fall equinoxes, they're called equinoxes because you have equal amount of time of daylight and dark, and the sun is right over the equator. That's why they're called equinoxes.
But aren't these like minutes? Not even that. Seconds, really.
Right, right. Yeah. That moment that it occurs is on one day, and we call that the first day of summer.
But how, on the weather report today, I believe it says it happens at 2 something in the morning.
Right.
Well, what happens at 2 something in the morning?
That's when the sun is directly at the highest point. Okay.
But what is the signification?
Wait. This is an equinox. I'm sorry. That's when the sun is directly over the equator. I'm sorry. Yeah. Over the equator.
But now to say that 2:38. So that's what, roughly 35 hours after the 21st.
Yes.
What's the difference?
Because the reason, see, I know in your mind you want the first day of any season to be the 21st of that month.
Well, because my logic behind this is that other days don't move. Christmas doesn't move. 4th of July does not move. Things like that. There are certain days that they happen on because of the day. Now, clearly, if science is moving our days a little bit here, a little bit there, shouldn't those days move? Because technically, it's not the 25th.
First, yeah. Those days do move.
They did, right, so.
Yes, and here's the reason why. Like, for instance, in June, first day of summer, it can be the 20th, it can be the 21st. first day of winter. It can be in December. It can be the 21st or the 22nd. Spring, it's March 21st. Fall, autumn, September 23rd. Now, the reason why the and I even think that the September one and the March one can also fall on a different day. But what I read didn't say that. But you have four seasons, and it's an exact amount of time. You know, those four seasons are exact amount of time. But our calendar, our year, isn't – 1 year isn't a time span that can be divided into four equally.
Which is why we had leap day.
Right, which is why every 4 years we have a leap year, a leap day. Because that time can't be divided equally into four periods, that's why it can't always be the 21st of the month.
But I'm saying, why does the change of the season tie into the scientific nature of it? Now, I'm saying you can have the, the sun be exactly at the equator on Saturday. Right. That's scientific. That's fine. Why can't the first day of autumn be September 21st and those be two different separate things? Why is that a signification that the autumn season starts?
Because it was always a scientific thing. Autumn starts, you know, at 2:30 in the morning on the 23rd, and winter will start at 4 in the afternoon on such and such a date. What's happened is we've taken the science out of it and said, well, you know, it's the same thing as, you know, Memorial Day is the unofficial start of summer.
Right, right.
You know, Labor Day is the unofficial ending of summer. So the 21st of the month is the unofficial start of fall or autumn, but the scientific, the equinox, the solstices, they occur at a specific time on a date that can change because there again, you can't divide the year up into four equal slices.
See, this is where, to me, I think the weather has just gotten too confusing because my bone is not only with that. It's with wind chill. Oh, it's with heat index.
I never understood the heat index things.
It has to do with perspiration and wind and weird things.
Right.
So I don't understand why this is too much weather. I mean, not enough news? You got to fill it with weather?
I would say yes, because you know, wind chills and heat index, and you know now we've got these winter storms. That, what are they called?
Like polar vortexes.
They never had that stuff when I was.
No, there. So I don't understand. You know, keep this rudimentary and just here it is. Autumn to me does not have to signify a scientific thing. Now, if somebody wants to know scientifically why it's happening, well, give them 2:30 in the morning on Saturday morning.
Yeah,
fine.
I will grant you that we should be able to have our season's day on start on a specific day, understanding that it's not scientific. We may be off by a day or two.
Yeah, because I think the start of a season is not necessarily a scientific thing now.
Well, I agree with you 100%.
Right.
Because, look at, like I said earlier, our unofficial start of summer, Memorial Day weekend. Hey, it's summertime.
And you can have a warmer October than you've had September.
Right.
So I don't understand why we live and die by these things that people, when we have these equinoxes and when we have these solstices, people get very technical about it.
Well, and I think for so long, that was the only thing we really paid attention to was the technical of when our spring started and when our fall started, that now when you're trying to, if you're trying to introduce them more loosely, people are still hanging on to that old thing. I tell you what, when Matt's a grandfather, well, I don't know if he's ever going to
happen. That ain't going to happen.
No.
Well, it's partly because there's not enough bathing going on.
Right, I know. I wasn't going to say that, but, you know, I mean, that's...
When you only bathe two times a week, I don't know that that can happen, but...
But when he's old enough to be a grandfather, they're probably maybe more relaxed about this.
Well, I hope so, because, you know, what's funny about the whole thing when it comes to the weather, you know, we have the equinoxes, the solstices, the 2:30 in the morning, the moon's here, we got the blue moons now, and the eclipses, and the polar vortex, and the heat index, and the wind chill, yet we still all gather around for the groundhog.
That's right.
Which means nothing.
You know, I was, you know, you mentioned something the other day about Harvest Moon, which is in October. That's the full moon that occurs in October. I didn't know this until recently, and I'm going to get the list and bring it to you, but there is a name for the full moon of every month. Like there's a frog moon, and there's a, you know, there's all different, and every month has its own name for whatever that full moon is. Lots of times, I mean, we all have heard about the harvest moon, and lots of times when there's a big full moon in the sky, we have a tendency to call it the harvest moon, but if it's not October, technically, that only happens in October.
You know, so have you ever thought about the groundhog? Because I was thinking about this the other day. You know, technically, the groundhog can never be wrong the way it's set up. Now, we judge them as being wrong, but really that's a human thing. Yes. Because really this is set up. Now, think about it. What is the saying? If the groundhog sees its shadow, we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter. If the groundhog doesn't see its shadow, it's going to be an early spring. Okay, the first day of spring is?
Well, it can be either, it's probably the 21st.
21st of March.
Yes.
How many weeks is that after February 2nd?
Six. Yes.
Wonder how that happens.
Yeah, exactly. So you can technically be right, or you can be weather-wise right.
But and then what is an early spring?
What is an early spring? Because it can't occur early.
Yeah. Who's judging that?
That's right.
There's no technical term to that.
That's right.
For as abrasive as these people are about 2:30 a.m. on. September 23rd, you think they'd have a better definition for this groundhog?
Well, you know, it's really kind of funny how certain things in culture can, certain myths in culture can be so embraced by all of the culture, and then other things, you know, it's science or forget it.
Listen, I love that people celebrate the, I'm not against celebrating the groundhog, and obviously Marion got a lot of traction out of, and has gotten a lot of traction out of the groundhog, but I mean, really, when you put a stuffed groundhog out there, we got a problem.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we really are now getting, it's bad enough that we really don't have definitions about what's this whole thing's about. But now it's not even a real groundhog.
I mean, they would be better off if they had James Anderson dress up as a groundhog. At least it would be live.
Who did something so stupid as that? Who would do that? Who would put a person on Groundhog Day in a groundhog suit?
I don't know. I might be willing to do it.
And have them draw and eat a piece of pizza to predict the weather. What kind of operation would do that?
We have a phone call.
Oh, I hope so.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, and we have got a Bigfoot.
Yes, we do. We have a Bigfoot. And we have a Mothman.
Why?
Why is that?
Because they got feet. And in high school at Harding, when I graduated in 59, why, there was a trophy case, and Bob Klingel was his name, and he had a size 16 in high school. I don't know how long your feet keep growing, but that's a pretty good size. So he kicked kickoffs and field goals, and they put his shoe in the trophy case there. That was a big foot. And how about all the big guys? And we're talking about big guys and big feet. I think some of them is clear up into the 20s size foot. That would be a big foot also, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. All right. Thank you, caller.
Yeah, tradition. I'm sorry I interrupt you. Bye.
No. And you know what? We had a lot of fun with that last year with the groundhog, and we'll do that again this year. That was fun.
Yep.
Put somebody in a groundhog suit, and I like the idea that nobody knows who's going to be in the groundhog suit.
Well, yeah, because Santa's kind of got his cover blown a couple years ago.
Did he?
Well, I thought he did. Somebody.
What happened?
Somebody slipped over and mentioned his name over the air.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, who did that?
Well, I'm not going to name anybody.
Well, What, is it somebody who's still around here?
Yes.
We didn't can them for that?
Well,
we should have.
We probably should have.
I didn't know that even happened.
It happened.
Was I around?
Yeah, you were around. But
I was.
You weren't on the microphone.
I wasn't on the microphone.
Right. Yes.
Oh. When did it happen?
It happened at the fruitcake toss.
Really? Mm-hmm. Was it the person who was on the mic when I wasn't?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What did they say?
They mentioned that person by name. They said, hey, get over here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not realize that. Well, there you go. I guess that's how it goes.
I'm sorry to bring that up. I didn't realize you didn't know.
No. I'm guessing maybe I didn't overhear it when it was going on.
Right.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wonder why they would do that.
I think they just slipped.
They'd had a few that night.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Maybe that's what it's all about. But there's a lot of drinking that goes on around here from time to time. I don't know how that happens, but it happens. But I don't know. You know, I think that it's fun to do stuff like that. And last year, that was fun when I did not realize when we got James Anderson in that groundhog suit and he went to take a bite of the pizza that you can't sit down in a groundhog suit. And I don't think he realized it either. So here he had an hour where he couldn't sit down.
Why can't you sit down?
You'd split the groundhog suit.
Yeah.
And you don't want to do that. That'd be trouble. So there you go. It was a cold day. I remember that.
He's probably warm.
I don't remember.
It was a fun event. That was a fun event.
I was supposed to be there.
Yeah, that was a good event. The groundhog was a good event. And Mary Ellen was here, and she signified the prediction, and it was good.
Now, did you film any of that?
You know, I don't know if any of that got filmed or not.
So it wouldn't be up on YouTube?
No, I don't think that. There's a picture.
Okay.
That got a lot of play. I remember that because James brought a stuffed groundhog. So there's a stuffed groundhog, and there's him dressed as a groundhog. And
so he had all the bases covered.
Yeah, the bases were covered. And I know Mary Ellen was here that morning. I know I was here. I think Linda was here.
So Marion has progressed from a live groundhog to a dead groundhog to a stuffed groundhog to James Anderson in a groundhog suit.
Yeah, I think it's a nice progression that we have going on here. I'm not sure where it'll all end up when you're a grandfather.
We could probably just get another groundhog.
Oh, no. PETA. PETA shut that down.
Yeah.
Are there not, like, I don't really know how to put it, I guess, like, I don't know, organically sourced, like, groundhogs?
Well, apparently not here in Marion.
See, if you say organic, it makes it sound like you're eating them.
Well, some people do.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's... But, like, we're not. We were using them for, like, you know... So, I don't really know what the word for that is, but there's no, like, you know, farms around here that, like, raise groundhogs.
I love that story, though, last year. I'm sorry that it annoyed a lot of people, and I can understand why it annoyed people, because Buckeye Chuck's a passionate tradition around here, as well it should be. But that was just a great story. That's the type of stories you love, because how does that happen?
Right.
I mean, that is so... To have a billboard in Marion, Ohio, right outside the radio station where they're doing Buckeye Chuck, talking about cruelty to groundhogs and free Buckeye Chuck and all... I mean, it was just unbelievably surreal. I thought, this is too funny. But, if you're a family member of Charlie, who had started that, I can understand why you might take that personally.
Right, yeah. I mean, that was a big deal here.
Yes, and you know something? Part of this is you have to, and I said this earlier on in the week when the person came into the public place and, you know, said some things to me. You do have, at some point, have to step into that person's shoes and realize why they're doing it. Now, I'm not saying it's right, but I get why they did it. They are for that person. They felt they were being attacked. I don't feel they were being attacked. They felt that way. So, you know, that's okay.
At least you understand
yes.
where they were coming from.
Yes, I think you do have to step... Anytime you have some kind of argument with somebody...
You've got to be able to see it from the other person's
side. Yes, I think that's the first thing you should do. Even before you try to make your point, I think you've got to say, now, why are they doing this? What is propelling this?
Right.
And if you can truly understand why they're doing it, then you can better explain your point of view, I think.
And you don't even have to agree with... whether they're right or wrong, or they should be doing it, but at least if you understand why, where
yes.
they're coming from, it'll make it a lot easier for you explaining your side.
Well, just somebody's, it's the same thing with somebody's opinion. If you understand, even if it's not your opinion, if you understand why they have that opinion, it makes life easier.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you, Scott, for coming on. I felt I needed to share
I enjoy it.
Science with you.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So we're not in autumn yet. This is the last day of summer.
No, but at
2 in the morning.
Yeah, when we go to bed tonight, while we're sleeping, at 2 in the morning.
Summer will come.
Summer will come to an end, and autumn will begin. Yeah. And at that moment, wherever the sun is shining, they're having 12 hours of sunlight and 12 hours of darkness.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So that's where we'll have... We have that tomorrow.
We have that tomorrow, yeah.
12 and 12.
12 and 12.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Sunset and sunrise.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that I don't really understand, and, well, we only got a minute left, but is when the days start getting shorter, sometimes sunset is like 2 or 3 minutes later the next day, and then it'll be like 1 minute later, and then it'll be like 3 minutes later. That part I don't understand, but oh, well.
One of those things.
Well, thanks, folks, for listening to us. This was What's Happening, Marion. And I want to thank Scott and Matt for coming on in the closing minutes. And I will be back next Friday for What's Happening, Marion. Stay tuned to your radios and your devices, your computers, your cell phones, whatever. We will be back here in about 15 minutes or less. With the Exchange Club, we have a top 10 list. We've got topics, which, you know, this, I don't even know what topics we're going to talk about, and this computer screen is dark, so I don't even know what our top 10 list is. So it's all good. It's all surprise. So don't go anywhere, and we'll be right back. And then Scott and Matt and Kerrigan and Sean, is Sean going to be around? Possibly. They're going to be tonight for the Friday night show. So we still got a lot of show left in this day. So don't go anywhere, and we'll be right back after a short little break.
You're listening to The Place for the